This is Don Gagne. The western part of Virginia is supposed to be a Republican stronghold, but Barack Obama still managed to attract some 8,000 noisy supporters to a midday rally at the Roanoke Civic Center. Here's the Obama strategy at this late stage of the campaign: hit Republican states hard. And if just one or two of them go Democratic, then John McCain's only path to victory is likely blocked. Virginia gives Obama one of his best chances to do that. The Commonwealth hasn't voted for a Democrat for president since LBJ in 1964. Since then, it's been red, red, red Republican for 10 straight elections. This year, however, latest polls give Obama a lead as big as 10 points. Yesterday, he hammered away at John McCain on health care.
Senator McCain's been eager to share some of the details of his health care plan, but not all of them. It's like those ads for prescription drugs. You know, they start off, everybody's running in the fields and everybody's happy, and then there's a little fine print that says, you know, side effects may include.
Obama then cited a Wall Street Journal article that said McCain's health care plan would be funded, at least in part, by cuts to the Medicare program.
$882 billion worth. $882 billion in Medicare cuts to pay for an ill-conceived, badly thought-through health care plan that won't provide more health care to people.
The McCain campaign says that figure is wrong, that it's based on a study by a liberal think tank, though a campaign official does say they hope to trim waste from Medicare and find other ways to save costs in the program. For Obama, it's an issue he thinks will resonate with middle-class voters and with the elderly. Ultimately, it's part of an economic argument that the Democrat hopes will help him win in Virginia and perhaps in other red states like Missouri, where he campaigns today. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign. We'll be right back.